Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on the day after what could have been really nasty. It turned out not to be all that nasty, but today's show is brought to you by BarkBox.com. Get one free extra month of BarkBox at www.getbarkbox.com/BubbaTrading.com. You can take care of your pets like I like to, and of course, I want to make sure that you do that because I'm getting another one, as you know. I can't say it now because I don't want people to hear me other than you guys, but in the meantime, What a market yesterday, eh? I think that you saw some interesting things, and I would say that this is kind of what we've been talking about for quite a while. Now, they really had the markets drilled for a while, but did come back, and it's not a huge surprise that they came back. In fact, I sent out an email and said, "Hey, don't panic." And then I sent out a text saying, hey, you know, look, the markets could get clobbered, but they could also pull back. And after I sent it out, you know, obviously I can't explain everything in a text that I'd like to say, but I'm going to explain it to you as we sit here now, because one of the reasons that we don't see those real beatdown kill markets at the end of days anymore is because we don't have the same type of leverage coming in. It used to be back in the day before everybody got so sophisticated and the computers, you know, everybody thinks, you know, that computer trading is great, which it is. But what it really did for all the clearing firms is it made them able to track everybody better. So it made them to be able to watch your margin very closely. So you very rarely will ever get a margin call unless you're trading options and you potentially get an assignment, all right? So that's something that, you know, that they have manipulated, and it actually works out better for them because they get more control over risk. So what used to happen is, you know, the leverage, you could be a little bit over leveraged, and they didn't always know that you were in that position. And then, of course, it used to be after 3 o'clock Eastern was when the margin calls came in. So that's why selling many times back in the day would accelerate to the downside because margin calls are coming in and because most people were over leveraged. You know, they used to have a lot of what they called prop shops and a lot of, you know, more leverage, and they had what they called joint back offices, which gave out and allowed you to use tremendous amounts of margin. At one place, you could use 25 to 1. So if you think about that, you know, it really could create a crippling effect when the margin calls hit. And that's why I think we don't see the major pushdowns as much as we used to. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Markets will go down and they'll just keep selling. But typically, you don't get the extra oomph of acceleration at the close because there isn't that impetus to sell into, because there's not that. We call them the tap on the shoulder. When traders get the tap and they have to be forced to liquidate, and it's like the risk manager comes down to you and he says, okay, are you going to get out or am I going to get you out? Which means the liquidation is coming. And that's one of the things that, you know, we always, you know, looked at. And that was one of the things that makes the acceleration so much better at the close if you're short. And in today's world, it's not as big. So it takes away a bunch of that overselling that comes in late in the day. And of course, the other thing you still have, you still have cheap money, and you still have a lot of people sitting there trying to buy the dip. I sent out an email to all my subscribers yesterday. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, you can email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com and get my newsletter when I send it out. But I did write out that the markets had an early consistent look as in they did in 1987. Now, I also said that, I'm not predicting a repeat of 1987 because that will not ever happen again because there's too many circuit breakers and there's too much going on to allow that to happen. But the actual pattern that we were trading in, I thought was extremely consistent with then. And how do I know? Because I was there and I traded it. And we were close to the highs, not as close as we are now. We were about, I don't know, about 8-10% away from the highs then. Somebody corrected me when I made that statement, but I said, well, we're close enough. And if you look at the chart, you'll see it. And if anybody would like to see the chart, you can email me. I'll send it to you. But in the meantime, 87 was very much like now. One of the indexes was having a little bit of trouble. And, of course, you saw a lot of churning action. And, of course, now we see the NASDAQ, which is all of a sudden from the beast to the least and is now under some pretty heavy pressure. And what we look at here is that it's going to continue to struggle, I think. And I think that will be the lead that takes us down to the doghouse. But in the meantime, my comparison was very simple. The markets were higher and they sold off early on that Thursday. And in fact, I did buy a gazillion puts from the what they call a cabinet back in those days. And you bought them from the book, but that's an explanation for another day. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, this action today reminded me of that. And I think that, you know, you look at it and it was a Thursday. All right. And now we weren't going into a holiday weekend, but we know today, and Monday is going to be extremely light. Right. Now, if something happens, which it does, you know, a lot of times on holidays, things do happen because they're so thin and people get scared. They get puked out or they get the tap on the shoulder into an illiquid market. So, again, I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying that these are the eerily similar action that we see is always something to be noticed and pay attention to. Because, again, the markets don't announce themselves. They don't tell you when they're going to sell off. They don't tell you when there's a problem. All of a sudden, you just see a problem shows up. And of course, I don't want you guys to be stuck. But on the other side, I wrote that don't panic. Do not let your emotions get the better of you. Because if you do, you're going to sell at the absolute worst time. And of course, don't get short at the bottom. One thing about the markets is you have to wait patiently, no matter what is going on. You cannot let your emotions get the better of you, because if you do, you're not going to make the right decision. I can assure you that. I've seen it happen a million times, and I'm telling you as your host, as your guy here that you like to listen to, that trying to buy into these big rallies or sell into these holes, eventually you'll get drilled. It's too much of a challenge. And I think that you need to make sure that you understand that your emotions are not good and they have a tendency to more give you grief than to help you. And I think that's what you have to remember when you're doing this. Okay. Anyways, this portion was brought to you by BarkBox.com. For you listeners of my show, The Bubba Show, BarkBox is offering a unique opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. That's toys and things for dogs, or for pets, excuse me. But I want you to do it. I want you to go check it out. And you get a free extra month to receive 1 month free. Go to BarkBox, getBarkBox.com/BubbaTrading.com. Again, that's getBarkBox.com/BubbaTrading.com to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. And don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, because again, you guys got to listen to me. And of course, you can get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget, this is July 4th holiday weekend, so we're going to party on down and enjoy and salute our veterans. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back after the break. And of course, this segment is being brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress people. I urge you to check them out and he'll give you more information a little bit later, but I know they're offering to Bubba Show listeners a $50 discount, so check out Casper.com. And to all my veterans and military, this is the weekend of independence. Of course, Tuesday, July 4th, and I want to thank you. I salute you, and I appreciate all you've done for this country. You guys are the ones who allow me to do what I do, and I certainly appreciate you more than you know. Thank you so much. Anyways, so as we were talking about yesterday's markets and how the markets traded, I think that this is very consistent with my market top theory. All right. And again, I said that I felt about 10 days ago, I said, I think the top is in. It does not mean that we go down. It just means I believe that we're going to see an opportunity to sell rallies versus buy the dips. And what we're looking at here now, okay, is we're looking at consistent action in all the indexes indicating that they're going to start to head in the other direction. Now, again, you'll see rallies. Again, we really want to see what really is going to convince us of our that we're right is that the subsequent rallies that we're going to get will fail. And that's what you want to watch. As long as we don't make a higher high in the next, you know, few days, then the consistency of the top should be in. And, you know, the other problem that you're seeing now is, of course, you've got this ridiculous healthcare that's been holding things up. You've got the tax cuts that's holding things up. And, of course, we had GDP yesterday, which was, oh, wonderful, 1.something%, which is a joke. It's a joke. But, again, you got to love Donald Trump. But, you know, again, he likes to sell it up and tell you how good it's going to be. But the problem is it unfortunately is not up to his control. There's too much dissension among the troops. So Mnuchin was out yesterday and they can all say whatever they want. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything unless you can get everybody on board. And that obviously is the big separation that we're seeing here is we cannot get everybody on the same on the same border. And to me, that makes it a bigger ordeal because I do not see them getting past either neither tax cuts nor healthcare at this point in time. Now, hopefully they will get it done. But I believe that the everything is overemphasized and overstated. I do not believe that we have the growth that they're talking about because it's obviously pertinent, a GDP number. But also, I think that you continue to hear people talk about how great the earnings are. Earnings are not great. Okay. Yes, they're great from a money standpoint, but they're not great from an output. They're not great from a manufacturing. They're not great from any other standpoint. And again, I say this to all of you. If you could borrow money, if for every dollar you took into your business, you could make 10% guaranteed. And I would loan you money at 3%, how much money would you borrow? And that's the same thing I'm seeing here. So these earnings, although positive to a lot of the companies, are not real because we get no velocity of money. We get no money movement through the ranks. So the trickle down or the move around theory of money, the whole bill of goods that we were sold on by the Federal Reserve is BS. It does not work. So that's the bigger problem that you have here is that everything we've been told about how they're going to take care of us and help us is all BS. Okay. You remember the card game, right? BS. And that's the problem. And then that ties into the stress test. Now, I guess stage two of the stress test came out on Wednesday. And, oh, the banks were loving it. They're loving it going up. Boom, boom, boom. They couldn't buy enough. They're going to raise their dividends. Now, look, I'm going to say this. This is my opinion. Again, I have no fact here. I would say facts, not evidence. Right? But in my opinion, okay, I don't believe any of those banks probably would have passed the stress test. I would say, in my opinion, we'd be lucky if 20% could pass. But again, in the cockeyed math of the system, in the cockeyed math of the industry, and in the cockeyed math of the Fed, well, the Fed knows they're going to bail them out, even though they're too bigger to fail now. So they can say that they can pass the stress test, because they have a backstop. And that, my friends, leads me to even the bigger concern that I have, because I don't believe that I think the Fed is running on very thin ice here, in my opinion. I don't know that they can continue to do what they're trying to do, because they need the cooperation to run a legalized Ponzi scheme. Legalized, I said. You have to have new money coming in. And I don't believe that is why they're so hell-bent on getting the inflation higher, is they need the new money to come in so that they can go ahead and satisfy the old debt that they've built. Because if they print more, then it makes it even worse, and they're going to be even farther fighting down the road. So that hidden tax of inflation that they want us to pay, and believe it, and they only want the middle class to pay it. You know, they want us to be able to finance their idiocy and their lack of knowledge of how an economy actually works. And they would rather destroy the free market system than let the system trade and figure out for itself what it's supposed to do next. You know, there's the old theory of supply and demand actually does work. And, you know, that's what, you know, they're afraid of, because we are really dramatically, in my opinion, again, overvalued in this market. We are really, as I like to say, they've really cooked the books in market theory. Again, I'm not, you know, listen, they are what they are, and they have the power that they have. I don't have to like it, and I don't have to agree with it, which I do not. I think it's a bunch of horse manure, okay? I do not think that they should be doing any of what they're doing. Again, because if they're the lender of last resort, let them be the lender of last resort and not the printer of first resort. And to me, that becomes, again, a much bigger issue, but that's, you know, getting a little bit off topic. So at the end of the day, okay, we need to make sure that it's a real life experience where they actually understand the function of the market, which I honestly, again, I do not believe that they understand how a market functions. Okay. I just believe that you can see that they do things that are not logical to the actual workings of a true and free market. This becomes, again, a greater issue that we have to deal with. And that's, I think, why we've gotten in such a big problem. And I think that, you know, the bond markets are kind of giving you a little signal too. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But in the meantime, again, this is where the whole problem lies, is you have the bubble builders. They're more concerned about artificially pumping up asset prices than actually letting the free model work, which is one of, you know, Rand Paul's one of their arguments about auditing the Fed, because, again, I think if we got a real good look at what they're doing, I don't think that anybody would be all too happy if you saw that because it's good for you, or they're trying to pretend that it's good for you, that you also get the bill at the same time. I think that's more of a bunch of crap, and I do not agree with it. I do not like it, unfortunately. I have to take all the good things that are here that I have to live with, so I'll have to live with that for now. But again, obviously, it should be changed. It needs to be rectified, because otherwise, all they're doing is what the initial founders of the Fed are trying to do, and that's turn the whole world into socialism. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz on this holiday weekend. And of course, again, I salute you, veterans, current, active, your families. I appreciate you. It's obviously 4th of July, Independence Day. Thanks to you, I have it. And this segment was brought to you by Casper.com. And, you know, you can receive a $50 discount towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com/BubbaTrading.com. All right. So for your listeners, go to Casper.com/BubbaTrading.com and check it out. They get great stuff. I think you enjoy it. And of course, what the hell, you get $50 off. Better than a sharp stick in the eye. Make sure you check it out. And of course, don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge tomorrow, because it'll be Saturday. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And of course, we're wishing you all a great holiday weekend. We'll be right back with more of Bubba's Bitching after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, you know, I'm a big fan and I'm a big reader of it, or listener to it, not a reader, but a listener. So check them out, audiblebooks.com, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. All right, so we continue on with the conversation of what happened in the markets on Thursday. And again, they made a nice, you know, comeback. Excuse me, not so surprising. But again, I think there's plenty of warning signs out there. And of course, bonds have started to give up the ghost a little bit. But the yield curve is starting to flatten, and it could possibly invert in some time, which means that short-term rates could be higher than long-term rates. And we saw the 30-year bond, the Treasury, go to 2.7%, which was eight-month lows the other day, and that's not a good sign. All right, that means that there's no place for the elderly to go. That means that you're hurting, like hurting cats. We're hurting everybody into the equity market, which is never a good sign, because you're supposed to have, let's just call it, freedom of choice of where you would like to invest. And we're really not getting that same freedom of choice. And if you mix in the pension funds, you know, remember, many of you have money in the market via your pension. That's where they usually typically go. And they basically, pensions don't have, if they have safe investments, they're not getting any yield on it, which means that your pension is not operating correctly, which means that, like Social Security, the payout is bigger than the intake. Now, we all know that that can't last forever. Now, again, everybody will tell you, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. But you can bet that many of you, I hope it's not many of you, but some of you will experience the torture of them telling you, well, we're sorry, we can't pay because we don't have any money left. And this is the problem. And this relates back to the entire problem of we don't have enough workers and we don't have enough jobs. And it's not jobs. I mean, again, we're at 4.3 or so unemployment, but we're actually higher. But even so, there's a lot of people working, but they're not making any money. And if they can't spend money, then you can't stimulate the economy. You cannot artificially have Janet Yellen and the gang make the markets go up or make the economy better. They can make the markets go up, but they cannot make the economy better because they don't understand how a true economy works, except for the theories that they've written over the years. And that becomes the bigger problem, because as we're all herded into the equity market, what happens when the buyers dry up? What happens when people start to decide to take profit? What happens when, and of course I can go on and on with what happens when, but we all know the way that that ends up. It ends up the same way it ended up in 1929, it ends up the same way it ended up in 87, in 89, nobody talks about, in 1920, 21, which nobody talks about, 2001, 2008, and the next one that's coming. Because again, that's not because things are bad, that's because we get over exuberant as to what we think is going to happen. And of course, we overcompensate and overprice what the real potential is. And I would, in my opinion, again, I only can talk about my opinion here. In my opinion, the markets are fully valued, if not overvalued. And I do actually believe that they are overvalued. And, you know, again, I don't want to, I'm not sending out the scare tactics. I'm not telling you to go to the flush button. I mean, one of the reasons that we hedge is so that I don't have to think about days like today. I don't have to think about markets that are melting down because my portfolio is beautifully protected. And actually, when I actually silently cheer when the markets go down because I get to buy more stock, I get to roll my hedges down and compound that portfolio. And I think that's something that, you know, we miss out on. And of course, many of you are used to the way that we've always done things. And nobody ever did that. Nobody ever talked to you about hedging your portfolio before. And of course, that gives you the position that either you are someone who has the gastrointestinal fortitude to hold on when things are melting down, or you're somebody who pukes and panics when those things happen. In either case, the issue there comes down to a much bigger problem, because at the end of the day, you're going to be forced, as Doyle Brunson used to say, you're going to be forced to make a decision for all of your chips. And that is where, that lies where the real problems start to begin, because at some point you start to question yourself. And you question that the market does go up 9% year over year. So the in theory, if you're going to do nothing and your portfolio consists of good solid stocks that are going to be in business 10 years from now, then you need to do nothing. You can take the beat down and let it go, or you can hedge and actually compound it the next time it comes back. And just a quick story is, you know, we do hedging and we teach it, and I've got a program for it, but we typically move at 3% in a move, and we've now been able to accumulate more NASDAQ shares without losing any money. In fact, making money while the market's going up, but actually accumulating more shares for the rallies because it's gone down 3% a couple of times. And each time it's done that, we've been able to roll down and protect. But this is why you have to always, as I like to say, let cooler heads, calmer heads prevail, so that you don't allow the emotion that you're feeling. Because again, we all have it. I'm not, again, I would never, you know, mention, I mean, I know what it feels like to see the markets get collapsed. I mean, remember, I was on the floor trading. I got collapsed a couple of times myself in a, being on the wrong side of the market for a while. But it's very simple. Okay. You got to use basic logic and basic calm and look at things as they are, knowing that even if we are going to go down much further, you will have an opportunity for a rally to get you out. So if you can logically decide that you want to exit the market, don't exit into a panic or into a puke. Exit into strength, because the market's assumed to be, will be going lower if that's the case. And that's when you would be looking for the opportunity, is when the markets look like they're going to sell off. And again, I refer back to 08. We had monster rallies in 08, even though we ended up going much, much, much lower. And that's where I think many of us missed the boat, is one of the reasons that market bottoms are formed like that. One of the reasons we get these panic sells is simply because the emotion takes us over. And of course, we all worry about money. And what does it always come down to? It comes down to money. And that is something that, you know, I warn you about today, and I've warned you a number of times, but don't let your emotion get the better of you, because if you do, you will be very unhappy in the long run. You will be distraught at what happens, because as sure as you and I are talking right now, even if we get a big sell-off, the markets will at some point rally and they will regain, and they'll probably be higher. I mean, I would guess to say, my opinion is we're going to trade down to about 1542 in the S&P, not tomorrow, but down to about 1542 in the S&P at some point before this, what I think is starting of the down leg. But I would venture to say that 10 years from now, we will be higher than we are today. So again, this is what you have to remember when you're getting nervous and you're getting an itchy trigger finger to force yourself out of the market, is to remember that it's not ever prudent to do something that is emotional when you're going to do it. You have to sit back and really take a deep breath and understand that emotions don't ever guide you in the right direction. And that's something that I can give you as my warning on this July 4th holiday. It's this is my Independence Day gift to you, because this is financial independence. If you can master the controls that you need to have when it comes to the markets and investing, no matter what products that you're trading in. In the meantime, this segment is brought to you by Audible Books. Okay, so for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend, of course, you know, Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth, and she's going to be on next Wednesday. Okay, so I recommend her book Fed Up, but I also like Creature from Jekyll Island, as well as I'm a big Stuart Woods fan, and you know, my dream when I come back in my next life is to be his character Stone Barrington, who's a lawyer, ex-cop lawyer, who has the best time. And if you read it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm is the only station you need. Of course, you know that that's my station, and I want to make sure that you go there and download The Bubba Show every single day. And, of course, make sure you get the Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. Xander doing the show and doing a great job, and they've now started a video podcast as well. So I urge you to check that out. And, of course, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming back to you right after this. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, you know, we've been talking all day. And I do want to take some time here, though, to, you know, thank military. And, you know, again, I don't care, you know, we in this country have become, you know, sometimes nasty to the military. And, you know, obviously the Vietnam was a disaster. But, again, the kids that were going to Vietnam, the people that were running it, they were doing there because that was their job. That was their service to this country. You can hate it, you can disagree with it, but you can't hate the soldiers that were there. You can't disown them because they were part of that. I think we do a really crappy job of taking care of our public servants in this country to begin with. And of course, you know, you can look at the military, which I think gets a lot of nasty stuff for no reason. And again, I remind you of how they were treated coming back from Vietnam. They did not deserve that. Okay, you can agree or disagree, but they did not deserve, you know, they're fighting for you. They're fighting for me. They are the ones that allow me to do this show. And, you know, they don't get paid very well. And when they get back, they get nothing. And of course, you know, I've never been in combat, but I can imagine. I know a number of people that were, and I have had some family that were fighter pilots in World War II. And obviously, there's stories they never want to tell. I mean, they've almost blocked them out, because obviously, war is hell, as they say. And I want to make sure that you know, say thank you and thank them for giving you your independence, and just our other, you know, public service workers. I mean, you know, police, firemen, even teachers. You know, police, they step in front of things. They're out there taking care of you. All right. You know, you may not like every one of them. You might like everything they do. But again, that's not the point. The point is that they're there and they're putting their life on the line for you. And I assure you, but most of you make a lot more than they do. And again, remember who's out there taking care of you when things are going on. And of course, firemen, you know, they're putting their lives on the line every time there's a fire. And teachers are putting their life on the line when they got to teach. You know, they got a bunch of crazies. But no, in all seriousness, again, we need to make sure we appreciate the people that take us. And of course, again, the Army who gives us our freedoms, you know, the Air Force, all the military branches, excuse me, I didn't mean to say the Army. All of you, again, I salute you, I thank you, and I appreciate what you do for us. And of course, they're fighting for free markets, but unfortunately, we have people here that don't want to have free markets. They like the opportunity to grab all the cash and do things. I mean, you know, this goes back into, you know, the whole design of the Federal Reserve. The whole design of the entire system is designed to, if you get out of the middle class, if you make it and you become one of the one percenters, then you're a happy camper because none of these things matter. But if you're not, then you get the privilege and the honor of having them sit there. And you can talk about Schumer and McConnell. I don't care which one it is. I don't care what side of the aisle you're talking. You can go back to Boehner and any other jackass that has served. That again, I don't know them all, and I can't criticize all of them. But I can criticize this in a more of a factual matter, is that they always come out and tell you what they're doing good for you. They never tell you that they're reaching into your back pocket and taking your cash away. All right. And that to me is a sin. It's a shame that we can't allow the free market system to work the way it's supposed to work. I think that, you know, again, this is one of the reasons that this bull market has lasted so long, because it's not free. And again, eventually that will change, because again, even a train stops at the station, and eventually the bullets that the Fed is using right now are going to run out, and the markets will force them into free markets, I believe, at some point. Because again, there's going to be another market meltdown. Again, I'm not creating major fears. I told you earlier, I do have a target, which is about 40% now, or 30% from here. But we have to be able to get back to a system that we get full employment, of real employment. We cannot continue to hide behind, well, we're at full employment, and that's one of our mandates. We get full employment. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago. Who knows? I'm so old, I can't remember. But when the tax base, when they're not getting enough taxes in for income tax, that just tells you that they're not, people are not making enough money. It's as simple as that. If the people aren't making enough money, then you can understand that they're not getting enough tax receipts. So what does that all mean? It means very simply that at the end of the day, we are going to have problems, because if people aren't making enough money, it's going to create a much bigger deal down the road. You're going to have some major crises coming up because of the lack of income for people, because of the lack of spending ability for people, because you've seen, they like to call it the retail ice age, but you can call it that we don't have enough money. The overall situation is simply this, okay? We are going to be in a mess until we can let middle class, who supports the world, right? Because they're the buyers, they're the spenders, they're the borrowers. But if you're going to continue to let this debt grow, if you're going to continue to let the amount of debt, and not only that, but bad debt grow, then you're going to have a problem. And of course, banks are not as concerned about the bad debt, because A, if they're lending out at 9-to-1, they don't care as much, because they don't have to get it all back. They're still going to make money. And B, they have the backstop. But the real factors in any economy is that if you have middle class spending, you have a smooth flowing economy, where then the earnings that you see are real earnings, because they're getting bought up by real money. And we do not have that right now, because the middle class is struggling, because they don't have good jobs. They aren't making the big money. And if they're making reasonable money, they have the problem with healthcare. So those are the issues that have reduced the average American's spending power. And we all know, without spending power, you can't buy. You can only finance up on your credit card so far, right? And then that becomes never-ending debt. So there's a lot of issues here that do need to be dealt with under different circumstances. And the way that we're trying to attack those problems now is a fallacy. It's a bunch of BS, as I continue to say, because, again, they don't have my best interest when they're making these decisions that they make. They are making them for the one percenters. They're making them for themselves because they don't have the same problems to deal with that I have to deal with. Their pension is not going to run dry. Mine would. Now, I don't need theirs, but that's the point. Okay. I'm tired. I'm sick of it. But I want to end the show today on a happy note. And I want to again thank everybody in the military, all the services. Thank you for giving me my independence. It is something that, of course, I would not have without you. And I salute you. And it's certainly refreshing to know that you people, guys and gals and families that were out there that allowed me and my family to celebrate this Independence Day coming up. And again, I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday weekend. And we will be back on Monday, but I assume many of you will not. But I want you to all have a terrific, safe holiday. And enjoy the time with your family, your friends, and enjoy the barbecue or whatever you're going to do. But in the meantime, the biggest thing is be safe, be careful. And remember that old Bubba here salutes you. And just remember, go to libertytalk.fm and download the show when you can't make it. Because, of course, I love to share information. Of course, you can catch the Sporting Edge tomorrow with Xander. And that will do it for today and for the weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horace. And I appreciate you all. And I salute you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.